prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, I thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for being a just God, for being a merciful God, for being a God filled with grace. God, we thank you for all that you are doing in the lives of your people. God, I thank you for revelation, knowledge of your word, God, but most of all, understanding, oh God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for doing what you are doing in the lives of your people. I thank you for the great turnaround, oh God. I thank you for the great transformation, God, within us, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said, all things work together for our good. Lord, we thank you that, God, whatever we may go through, oh God, it is for your good. And also, it is for the testament, knowing that you are a God that healeth thee. You are a God that will bring us out of situations, God. You are a God that is true to your word. And Lord, I just want to say thank you, oh God. God, I thank you for keeping us in your loving, tender care, God. Even when some of us, most of us don't want to be kept, God, you still keep us, God. Even though we fall short sometimes, God, you just tell us to get back up, dust ourselves off, and get back up. And God, we thank you. We thank you for that agape love. And Lord, we give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Habakkuk, the second chapter and the third verse? That's Habakkuk 2 and 3. And I will be reading from the King James Version as well as the Message Bible. Habakkuk 2 and 3. King James Version says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come." The Message Version is, "Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. They would not be overdue a single day." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic of our lesson on today is, just be patient. Just be patient. The prophet Habakkuk wrote that we are to write down our vision, our dreams, and our promises that God places in our heart. Habakkuk 2 and 3 means that God's promises and visions have a specific appointed time for fulfillment and will not fail, even if they seem delayed. It encourages patience, faith. It activates waiting, assuring that what God has promised will surely come to pass without delay, despite appearances of slow progress. So let us look at this verse. Timing, divine timing, not just no any timing. We're talking about divine timing. God operates on his own timing rather than our time, because our time is not like God's time. The promise may seem to be slow or lagging on, or it feel like, hey, it's not going to ever come, but it is actually moving toward its appointed end. And you can rest assured the promise is certain. The message will not lie. It is truthful and absolutely guaranteed to happen. And another reason is It teaches you how to wait. Because in the midst of waiting, I am allowing God to prepare me for the promise, for the vision, for the dream. And what do waiters do? Waiters serve. So in the midst of my wait, I'm going to be serving. I'm going to be serving others. I'm going to be ministering the gospel. I'm going to be serving. I'm going to continue to do what God has called me to do. I'm not going to sit idle and wait on it. But I have faith and trust in God that God is going to bring it to pass. But in the midst of my wait, I say, here I am, God. Have thine own way. He's preparing me. So in the midst of recording the vision, and we're going to go up in the context, Habakkuk 2:2, the verse encourages us to write down goals or visions and to make them plain and focus, making it easier for others to understand and follow. Don't be saying, no, I don't want it to go this way. I want it to go that way. Write it down plainly. Give God something to work with. Don't be fickle. Don't be everywhere. Write it down plainly. So the context also encourages that we have to trust God's timing, knowing that God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. And people of God, when there comes a time you're going to face uncertainty. Hey, we human. And it's going to be a time where we have to ask God, God, give me a spirit of discernment. Let me know the direction that I'm in. This verse also reminds us to trust God's plans is still moving, even though we don't feel like it's moving according to us. But we got to know that even behind the scenes, God is still moving. So let's look at these two words, wait. I'm waiting for it. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing firm. I'm not going to be shaken by what I see. I'm not going to be shaken on how I feel. I'm going to be patient. And I'm going to put my trust and hope in the Lord. And the appointed time, two words, appointed time, means number one, due season. Because when it comes, that's my due season. And it is divinely on schedule. And to us, the people of God, it's the perfect time. God's time is the perfect time. Hallelujah, Jesus. It will not lie means it is true. It is unfailing. It's guaranteed. And it's, look here, reliable. God cannot lie. If he said it, it's going to come to pass. But he's going to get us ready and prepared to receive it. Because if we receive it before time, we're going to mess it up. We don't even know how to handle it. If you cannot handle $5,000 to do what God has called you to do regarding $5,000, $5,000, what make you think God is going to give you $5 million? Come on here, somebody. God has to prepare us for everything he gives us. Though it tarries, though it lingers, it may seem like it is slow. I understand. You're not going to miss it. You think you're going to miss it? No, you're not going to miss it. It's going to be according to God's time. Habakkuk 2:2 say, write the vision. Make it plain. Write your vision. If you don't have your vision written down, make it your business today to write your vision down. Pray over your vision. And look here. Give your vision back to God so God can work it. Write it down. And if it seems slow, wait for it. it will surely come to pass. Habakkuk 2 and 3. So, people of God, are you missing blessings, favor, and healing and breakthroughs because your pen is not ready? Write it down. I know you thinking maybe it would happen. If it don't happen, I'm cool with it. No. You can't be wishy-washy. You got to either believe God or you don't believe it. Here's the key, people. You have to write it down. You have to get in agreement with God. You don't have to figure out how. He is going to do it. He didn't ask you to write the how. He just said, write what I've spoken to you. Write it down. Make it plain. My God. So as you keep that vision in front of you and keep thanking him that it's on the way, the scripture goes on to say that though the vision is fulfilled slowly, tarry. That is tarry. Wait on it. You're going to come into an appointed time and it will not be late. You're going to see God bring dreams to pass, turn the medical situations around, get your child back on course, catapult you to a new level. Wait in faith. Wait with expectancy, knowing that God, oh my God, it's working. You are closer than you think. You're on the verge of your breakthrough. You are on the verge of seeing something that you've never seen before. Though it tarry, wait, because it's going to come. Let us pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for the vision that you have put in our hearts, the dreams and the promises. Lord, we thank you that you are ordering our steps and you have an appointed time to fulfill our vision. Father God, we believe that our set time is established and we are waiting for it with expectancy. Father God, you cannot lie. And we believe in your promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for studying the word of God with me on this morning. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Also, say something kind to somebody. Make somebody's day. Even if it's just a smile, you don't know what people is going through. They may look beautiful and happy on the outside, but they could be hurting on the inside. Share Jesus with somebody. Not one day, but every day. Remember, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember this, when you're down to nothing, our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, Pastor Brevelle.